Understand how restaurant menus guide customer choices and practice explaining those choices in clear B1 English. Warm up. When you open a restaurant menu, where do your eyes usually go first? Have you ever ordered food because the photo looked delicious? What makes a menu feel expensive, cheap, friendly, or confusing? If you owned a cafe, which dish would you want customers to notice first? A restaurant menu is not only a list of food, it is also a quiet guide. The page design, photos, colors, names, labels, and prices can push our attention towards some dishes and away from others. Most customers do not read every word carefully. They scan, compare, feel hungry, and choose quickly. Because of this, restaurants design menus to make some choices feel safer, more exciting, or better value. This does not mean every menu is dishonest. A good menu can help customers choose and help the business survive. The important skill is noticing how the design works. Restaurants use menu psychology because ordering is often a fast decision. A customer may be hungry, tired, with friends, or unsure about unfamiliar dishes. In that moment, the menu can reduce stress by showing clear categories, popular items, or easy combinations. The restaurant also has business goals. It may want to sell dishes that are profitable, easy to prepare, or important for its brand. Good design can connect those goals with customer comfort. This is why menu psychology matters. It sits between business and human behavior. Customers want a satisfying meal. Restaurants want the right dishes to sell. The menu is where those two needs meet. Photos are powerful because people eat with their eyes first. If a dish looks colorful, fresh, and warm, the customer can imagine eating it more easily. This is especially helpful when the dish is unfamiliar. The photo answers a simple question: what will I get? However, too many photos can change the feeling of the restaurant. A family restaurant or tourist restaurant may use many photos because it wants customers to understand quickly. An expensive restaurant may use few photos or no photos because it wants the food to feel elegant, serious, and carefully described. So photos are not only information, they also create an image of the restaurant. Colors can affect how a menu feels. Red and yellow are common in fast food design because they feel warm, energetic, and quick. These colors can make the restaurant feel casual and lively. Softer colors create a different message. A cafe may use white, green, and wood colors to feel calm or natural. A modern restaurant may use black, gray, and gold to feel more luxurious. The food has not changed yet, but the customer's expectations have already changed. Color works because people do not only read menus with their mind. They also feel the page before they choose. Where a dish appears on the page can change how much attention it gets. Customers often notice the top of a section, the center of a page, or the first few items. If a restaurant wants to sell a dish, it may place it in one of these strong positions. Menus also use boxes, lines, icons, or labels to make some dishes stand out. Words like chef special, most popular, or recommended tell the customer that the dish is a safe choice. This is social proof. People feel more comfortable choosing something that other people already like. These signals are small, but they can strongly guide the final order. Set meals are popular because they reduce the number of decisions. Instead of choosing a main dish, side dish, drink, and dessert separately, the customer can choose one set. This feels convenient, especially when the customer is hungry or busy. Set meals can also make customers spend more money without feeling bad. A burger alone may feel cheap, but a burger with fries and a drink may feel like a better deal. The customer thinks, "I get more for a little extra." The restaurant increases the total price of the order. The key idea is perceived value. It is not only the price, it is how useful the price feels. Limited time offers work because they create urgency. If a menu says only this month or summer special, customers may feel they should order now before the chance disappears. This feeling is often called fear of missing out. Seasonal menus also make a restaurant feel fresh. In Japan, cafes and restaurants often use sakura desserts in spring, peach drinks in summer, chestnut sweets in autumn, and warm soups in winter. Seasonal items connect food with weather, mood, and memory. The offer is not only about taste, it is also about time. A dish name can change what customers imagine. Chicken curry sounds simple. Slow-cooked spicy chicken curry with local vegetables sounds richer and more special. The food may be similar, but the second name creates a stronger picture. Words like homemade, local, fresh, crispy, creamy, and slow-cooked help customers imagine texture, quality, and care. Recommendations work in a similar way. When a menu says recommended, the customer feels guided. Recommended items are not always the best dishes. Sometimes they are dishes the restaurant wants to sell more of because they are profitable, easy to prepare, or made with ingredients that need to be used soon. Even prices are designed carefully. Some restaurants remove currency symbols like yen or dollar signs because the symbol can make customers think more directly about money. The price is still visible, but the design tries to keep attention on the food. Restaurants may also use anchoring. If one steak costs 5,000 yen, then a 2,800 yen dish may suddenly feel reasonable. The expensive item changes how customers judge the other prices. Many people also choose the middle option because it feels safe. It is not the cheapest, so it may feel better quality. It is not the most expensive, so it does not feel too risky. Question 1. Why is a restaurant menu more than a list of food? Answer 1. It guides attention and makes some dishes feel safer, more attractive, or better value. Discussion 1. Do you usually read the whole menu, or do you choose quickly? Why? Answer help 1. I usually choose quickly because I read carefully when. Question 2. Why do restaurants design menus carefully? Answer 2. They want to help customers choose quickly and guide attention toward useful or profitable dishes. Discussion 2. When you feel hungry, are you easier to influence? Why? Answer help 2. I think I am easier to influence when hunger changes my choices because. Question 3. Why can photos make customers feel more confident? Answer 3. Photos show what the food may look like, so the customer feels less uncertain. Discussion 3. Do you trust menu photos or do you think they often look better than the real food? Answer help 3. I trust photos when sometimes the real food is different because. Question 4. What kind of feeling can softer colors create in a cafe or restaurant? Answer 4. Softer colors can create a calm, natural, or luxurious feeling. Discussion 4. If you designed a small cafe in Yamanashi, what colors would you use? Answer help 4. I would use ukosa because it feels. I would avoid ukosa because. Question 5. How do boxes or labels help certain dishes stand out? Answer 5. They pull attention to the dish and make it feel safer or more popular. Discussion 5. Are you more likely to order something if it says most popular? Why or why not? Answer help 5. Yes, because I feel. Not always, because I prefer. Question 6. How can set meals make customers spend more money? Answer 6. They make extra items feel like a good deal, so the total order becomes larger. Discussion 6. Do set meals help people choose better, or do they make people buy too much? Answer help 6. Set meals help when they can be too much if. Question 7. Why do limited time offers create urgency? Answer 7. Customers feel they may lose the chance to try the item if they wait too long. Discussion 7. What seasonal food or drink do you look forward to every year? Answer help 7. I look forward to because it feels special because. Question 8. How can a dish name make food sound more attractive? Answer 8. It can create a stronger image of flavor, texture, quality, or story. Discussion 8. What food words make you want to order something immediately? Answer help 8. The word question mark sounds good to me because I like words that suggest. Question 9. How can an expensive item make other dishes feel cheaper? Answer 9. It becomes a price anchor, so nearby dishes seem more reasonable by comparison. Discussion 9. Have you ever chosen the middle price option because it felt safest? Answer help 9. I chose the middle option because I avoid the middle option when. Final speaking. Which menu technique do you think is most powerful? Photos, colors, set meals, limited time offers, recommendations, names, or prices? Final speaking, have you ever been influenced by a menu without realizing it? Final speaking, what makes a menu feel expensive or cheap? Final speaking, what kind of menu would you design for a cafe in Yamanashi? Final speaking, do you think restaurants should use psychology to influence customers? Why or why not? Menu psychology helps us become smarter customers. It also helps us understand business. Restaurants need delicious food, but they also need a menu that helps people decide. The best menu balances two things: customer happiness and business profit. When that balance works well, customers feel satisfied, and the restaurant can survive.